Here's a question for you. How is it that man has come to develop the cognitive and respective skills to distinguish reality from its opposition of fantasy? How did this present multi-level place of definition begin? Furthermore, how does its verity sustain and promote itself? Cloaked in this poetic prose from Poetry by Poppy, we submit the answer, at least in partiality, may be contained in the title of this next poem. It's called Of Dreamers, Of Knowers, Of Seers, Of Things by Poppy. Except the simple-minded be stirred by the passing spiral winds of knowledge, they remain trapped in an orbit of simplistic existence. The understanding of change remains a concept of others, and hope is but the notion of dreamers. Clever schemes of being, all intricately interwoven in this consummation of eternal design, disappear as rapidly as their assigned display demands. Was it there? Or it was there? Details each search for truth, and knowing becomes the reward of knowers. From the center of all comes the course and dictate of every temporal participation. If you are not the one, you must then see the one. For not long do changelings linger in light to show their reason of form, and seeing is the luxury of seers. Mixture and measure become and were the allowance of wisdom's offspring. Their placement and longevity constantly and pessimistically debated anew. Only those presently standing and anointed with understanding are the true teachers, and knowledge of all is the knowledge of things. It is the knowledge of the breath transformed of dreamers, the contentment as one and the participation of knowers. It is the obedience of being in the eternal design of seers. It is understanding. The change is the hope, and the knowledge the key of dreamers, of knowers, of seers, of things.